Darren, Keith McPherson. Keith, explain Darren to everybody.
Darren is a verb, adjective, mostly a noun. Anything and anyone can be Darren.
I think you're a Darren.
That's fine.
But yeah. Calling you a Darren also would make me a Darren.
Absolutely.
And then Ben not saying anything makes him a Darren.
I'm a Darren. Yeah, and this is a Darren show.
This is a Darren show? I take Darren as like a negative thing.
No, there's no negative
connotation. I feel like Darren is just everything.
It's just a filler.
All right, so let's go to sign one Darren, trade one Darren, and make one Darren a coach. This is side one, trade one, make a coach, the S, T, and M. We do this every week on Fan Cave Radio, one of our best segments for sure. This week, it's top outfielders. This is probably the toughest one I've ever put together, guys. You have Giancarlo Stanton, Yasiel Puig, and Mike Trout. Ben, sign one, trade one, and make one a coach.
Well, I'm making, I think I'm going to make Stanton the coach.
Ooh.
I know he's got, you know, definitely the most pure power out of that group. But I, you know, he's also been in the league the longest. I feel like somebody who's had, you know, a little bit more experience, and this is also guys that have to come through injuries. He's had to come over hurdles in his career so he can help out younger players who might be dealing with hurdles. I'm going to sign Mike Trout. I think he's the future face of baseball. I think he's arguably right now the best player in baseball, and he's somebody that you want on your team long term. And as much as this pains me to say, because he's one of my favorite players in the league, I think out of this group, if you had to, probably trade Yasiel Puig. You could get a lot for this guy right now. He's, you know, again, one of the top players in baseball. So signing Trout, trading Puig, making Stanton my coach.
Keith, you have the same thing?
I actually do have the same thing, but cool. Just to go against the grain, I'll sign Mike Stanton, because I was thinking about making him a hitting coach.
Giancarlo.
And then we'll trade Yasiel Puig, and I love Puig. He's a great guy and a good player, but I think you'll get some value for him. And then make a coach. Mike Trout could be a coach anywhere. You know, he can be your hitting coach.
He's from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, Millville. Millville rep, Jersey boy.
Millville, yeah, actually, also the name of Chucky Finster's bug in an episode of Rugrats.
Yes. Oh, wow. The fact that you know that, that's
one day. Fun fact.
That is a fun fact. Millville the bug.
I'll tweet out the clip from my account.
Absolutely.
At Ben D. Barker. Check it out if you want to see Chucky Melville. Oh, fed him too much chocolate pudding. Melville ended up dying.
All right. All right, then. My STM is going to be a little different as well. I'm going to trade Mike Trout.
Wow.
And I know I'm going to get some backlash.
Are you kidding
in the Twitter
me?
Sphere.
Can't do that.
You can get the most for Mike Trout. You can get more for Trout than you can for Stanton, for Puig, for anyone in the league.
Yes, but
any
you're not gonna, anything you
Trout.
Get for Mike Trout isn't going to live
he
up to
he has a perfect contract right now. He can. You'll get so much for him. You'll get if you're trying to make the World Series, you're the A's. Trade him. Not the A's. Excuse me, the Angels. The Halos. If you're trying to make
That's
the World
foolish.
Series, he's just one guy. You
just
can get
foolish.
Six guys. Well, Keith, you did this in fantasy. You traded Kershaw, and you got six guys in return that were better than five other guys on your team, so you vastly
That's
improved
different.
Your team.
He's
it hasn't happened.
To...
It hasn't happened for me like yet, but, I mean, everybody wanted him, and I was able to get a couple arms and a...
Everyone wants Trout. Yeah. That's for sure. All right, so I'm going to sign Puig.
Okay.
I think he's just an absolute firecracker.
All right, coming around on Puig.
I am coming around on Puig. And also, he brings people to the games. People want to see him play. He will put butts in the seats. He will have people buy his jerseys.
That's true.
And he's just awesome. So he makes sense business-wise and on the field-wise. And last but not least, I'm going to make Stanton the coach. I'm going to agree with you here, Ben. Mm-hmm. Just the injury bug that he's had just kind of makes him feel like he's a coach. And he will be able to teach Yasiel Puig on my team.
Oh, so not only is he going to be a coach, he's going to be your coach.
Right. I would absolutely love to have Mike Stanton as the hitting coach for the New York Mets, for me personally, if he wants to come to New York.
The
and
player formerly known as Mike Stanton.
Right, yes. Giancarlo Stanton. Who's got the TWTW, guys? The will to win. This week was an interesting one. We saw a bunch of walk-offs, some great pitching performances. Keith, who is your will to win player of the week?
I have to go with none other than Carlos Beltran.
Ooh.
And first Yankee walk-off win of the season on a home run, and you guys saw me. I had the rally visor flipped up.
Yeah,
that was the Archbishop,
and,
Darren. You looked like an Archbishop with that visor.
Keith, with the white visor and the
can
white
we talk
jersey.
About this?
That was great.
Keith wears a visor to the cave six, maybe seven
well,
times
the
a
way
day.
The hair is now, I mean, it's just perfect.
I got to let the fro go.
I need the top
to be off.
Check out Keith on Instagram and Twitter. You can see the hair continue to grow
Almost
as we approach
like
All-Star.
A vanilla cupcake with chocolate frosting.
Absolutely. I feel like if he took the visor off, the whole hair would just come
off with it.
Yeah.
It's very fluffy. And
are you going to get a cut before All-Star? Because we're going to be going to the All-Star game.
I'm
going to
get, I'm gonna get a cut into something creative.
Very cool.
Oh, wow.
You might be my TWTW player that week if you get like something really crazy.
I'm going with like a Bryce Harper or Giancarlo. Like a Mohawk slash fade. We'll see. We'll figure it out closer to the time.
I like it.
Ben, who do you got for TWTW?
This was a toss-up between two Red Sox in my book, but at the end of the day, I decided to go with David Ortiz, and that's pretty much because
you guys go Yankees and Red Sox.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, Ortiz was a part of the big comeback.
What about Napoli stealing home?
Well, all right, first of all, that went down as a steal of home, sure, but it was a rundown in between first and second that allowed him to come.
You got
to
take it.
He actually made a funny comment about that because he had a pretty elusive slide. He
right.
was like, I don't know what happened. I just channeled my inner ninja. Well, to avoid the slide. But no, David Ortiz was a part of those back-to-back home runs that walked the Red Sox off against the Minnesota Twins in the final game of that series. He actually tied the game with his home run. And then, more importantly, was yesterday,
after
the Red Sox had blown a 6-1 lead.
Probably the most mad you've ever been.
2 runs in the ninth inning.
Top five.
I saw steam coming out of your ears.
To still be able to step up in the next inning and pick his team up like that after the Red Sox had just been chopped down so hard was just huge. And this man continues to do it year after year after year for the Red Sox. So my TWTW David Ortiz, big pop.
I'm not going to lie. That was huge for us as dwellers that the Red Sox ended up winning that game.
Yeah.
Because you were very, very upset, and rightfully so. But we got to give a shout out to the A's. Down 6-1, they're never out of the game, no matter what. They got Steven Voigt. And John Jaso pinch hit.
I mean,
and hit a home run.
That whole team has TWTW.
Off one of the best closers in the game, Koji Uehara. It was really just almost fun to watch. And I know, not for you, but just to watch the Athletics always grind the game out to the very last pitch.
Listen, there's a high level of respect for the Oakland Athletics in my book. We actually swept them earlier this year at Fenway. Or we took 2 out of 3, I think, from them. So going to Oakland, I was nervous about this series, 4-game series.
Right.
Going in, I said I'd be happy with a split. We ended up taking 1 of 4.
Well, would you look at that?
But we almost got 4
games
swept.
Would you look at that?
Better than 0-4.
So. My TWTW player is the obvious one. It's Clayton Kershaw for the no-hitter, almost a perfect game. He had 15 Ks and went down as maybe one of the best pitching performances of all time. This was against the Colorado Rockies, a very good hitting team. You know, not known necessarily for not hitting homers and not getting hit. So I was very impressed with Kershaw.
Yeah.
And you guys will all agree with me there, I think.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun to see. Around the 5th, 6th inning in here, it starts to kind of get...
Oh, yeah.
Everyone starts looking around at each other, making sure everyone's aware of what's going on. And
you could check out the Dweller reaction video to that Kershaw no-hitter. It's on the MLB Fan Cave blog, as well as Serena Sanchez's Twitter.
Yep.
The Dodger Dweller, which is It's FedEx, I believe.
Yep.
It's FedEx.
It's FedEx, yeah.
So let's deliver a FedEx package to our social media standouts right now. Mine is Marcus Stroman. He came to the Fan Cave, and this guy was awesome.
Yeah.
From New York, from Long Island, and almost it felt like he wanted to be a dweller.
Yeah,
he was hanging out with us on the couch, taking pictures, and anything you tweeted at him, he was favoriting, retweeting. So that's huge for me when a player comes and just shows some love for us.
Yeah, that was cool. He seemed to really appreciate this space and appreciate what we do. Him and Kevin Gausman as well from the Baltimore Orioles. You know, they were roommates during when they were on Team USA together, so they were good friends. So seeing the chemistry between them and then how that kind of rubbed off and allowed for there to be some kind of a cool chemistry with the Dwellers as well just kind of felt like we got to know them on a little bit of a personal level. So to see them continue that over social media was really, really cool.
Keith, who do you guys, your social media standout?
I want to add one similar to yours, but on Instagram, Kevin Gausman came here. He's at KevinGausman12 on Instagram, and he followed me on Instagram. Followed him back, and he was, you know, just as cool as Stroman.
Oh, yeah.
They're young guys. I think they came in the 2012 draft. You know, and they both responded immediately on Twitter and Instagram, which is always cool for us. But I want to give a shout out to Jonathan Lucroy for having a beast of a week.
Oh yeah,
I think people should follow him. He's approaching 45,000 followers on Twitter, and he's at JLucroy20.
I had no idea. Well, I saw him last year. He was pretty good. But I had no idea that this year that Jonathan Lucroy. I saw Ben just now.
I just followed him.
44,200. So give our man Jonathan Lucroy a follow. Ben, last but not least, we do have to hit our commercial break. But who do you got for your social media standout?
I'm going with a little bit of a different approach. I'm going with a little bit of comedy here. This is Tony Montana. He actually posted a social media Oh, I'm sorry, Tony Sanchez.
Tony Montana. Tony Campana.
No, oh, Tony Sanchez of the Pirates posted a conversation that he was having with his mother, actually, about his little bit of a slump. She said, you're doing that ugly thing with your hands again, or that pretty thing with your hands again when you're at the plate. And he said back to her, I was like, gee, thanks, Mom. Maybe I'll try doing the ugly thing with my hands and see if that works. And
whenever your mom is giving you baseball tips, rock bottom. That's the problem.
He's flirting with rock bottom when mom starts thinking she's a hitting coach. So.
And he has been optioned down to AAA,
yeah,
right
Tony
now.
Tony Sanchez, but, maybe that, you know.
But get his followers up for Tony Sanchez.
Take his mom's advice. He'll be right back up in Pittsburgh before
So we got to hit our commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio. But stick around. We got Snacking with Stan as well as Social Shenanigans with Angela. So keep it here. Off the Bat from the MLB Fan Cave.
Off the Bat, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, MTV2.
This week, Brandon Moss hitting homers and hitting jokes out of the park.
Whoa, check out all those TVs.
That is a lot of TVs.
They're all on baseball. That's amazing.
I love baseball.
What is this place?
It's the MLB Fan Cave.
MLB Fan Cave, what goes on in there?
Well, from 2 to 4, you can get your own personal tour, meet the dwellers, hang out, and enjoy the space where baseball is 24/7.
Wow, let's take a trip.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
We're back, and we're back, and we're back with the Fan Cave right now.
No.
Back here on Fan Cave Radio, and that sound of the num 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 can only mean one thing. Stanton Jones is in the studio.
You guys must be doing something right. This is another week of the podcast.
I can't believe it.
Fourth week.
That's awesome.
We had a bet that you didn't think we'd make it this far. People are listening.
Hey, I'm gonna have to pay up soon.
We're picking up a following. Has your mom listened to the show yet?
My mom is an avid listener, let me tell you right now. She listens to every single podcast.
What's her favorite segment?
Snacking with her son.
Snacking with Stan.
Yeah, absolutely. But she is a big fan of, what's the wrap up?
Oh, you like the wrap up?
Oh, the wrap up.
Yeah, she likes the wrap up.
That's tease.
Rap,
we call that teasing in radio.
Oh,
the wrap up will be coming later.
I didn't learn that.
Shout out to the tease. You didn't learn that, Stan?
No, I didn't tell anyone
where you went to college. I'm sure they're interested.
The University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff!
And there must have been some good food down there in the South. No, not really. Well, I know Texas has good food. And Arlington has stepped it up to the next level at Globe Life Park. Tell me what they got going on.
Let me tell you right now. Texas is doing it big right now. I know last week, you know, we were talking about bacon on a stick, but they're doing something even more now. They're changing the game. They have bacon waffle on a stick.
Oh my God, I got pictures here.
Then even more than that, it's chocolate bacon waffle on a stick.
I don't know how I feel about that.
This is the thing, though. If the viewers can see this, they would be
I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going
to
tweet
about it. We'll check out our Twitter handles and you'll be able to see it. Now, Stanton, it is kind of a shame, though, that you'll never be able to try any of this food because you can't go to Texas because why?
That's unfortunately where all my exes live.
Oh my God, you really set him up for that one. All of Stanton's exes live in Texas, but they get to go to the park and eat the Kaboom Kebab.
They do.
Tell them what the Kaboom Kebab is.
The Kaboom Kebab is a phenomenal looking, long, like, shish kebab type.
It's got rice in there.
It's got, if you will.
Like a rice. Like
is there prices? Can we see prices or no?
No.
Yeah, that's always very important.
I think they want you to know.
Well, that's the thing. I know that the Arizona Diamondbacks, their D-Bat dog, is actually fairly expensive. So I would have to imagine with all this deliciousness, it would have to be in the $20, $25 range.
Potato chip nachos in a giant bucket. We also have a Tanaco, which is one very long taco.
Yeah, actually,
they're doing everything with length.
Sounds like... Yeah, they have a lot of like really long type of stuff,
long skinny type of stuff,
and then they're just taking this whole like food on a stick, and they are just
taking it to the next level,
blowing it away, absolutely right now.
And of course,
phenomenal.
Of course, they have their bacon on a stick. Which Stanton, you actually were promoting just the other day.
I'm telling you right now, that was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun with that. We had some delicious, delicious bacon. I'm telling you guys.
Is that on your Instagram, that video? They can find it there?
Yes. It's not on my Instagram, but it is on our YouTube channel where they can find that. Tweeted it out.
Well, I'm glad I cut it to 15 seconds of you on your Instagram. But
let me tell you right now, you are the man for that.
This video was a minute of footage, and I was told by Stan to cut it down to 15 seconds, so it'll be on Instagram.
Yes.
And it's not on his Instagram. So take it or leave it, because that's what happened there. If you see the video, you're like, oh, it's only 15 seconds.
But
you can blame Stan Jones for that.
You know what, Stan? You're the real MVP.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. You're the real MVP.
Now, if you're eating all this food at the ballpark,
absolutely,
you got to work out a little bit.
Got to work out. Had a good workout today, actually.
Really?
Yes.
So what was your best exercise today that you did?
Best exercise today. You know, I had been ignoring the biceps a little bit, so I had some curls for the girls.
It shows.
I had to do some curls for the girls.
Just standard bicep curls, nothing too crazy?
Standard bicep curls. But
three sets of 10, are you up in the waist?
So what we're doing now, we're doing around 3 sets of 10. And this is something where you don't even have to go out and you don't even need weights. You can just do air bicep curls. Or you can take like your cell phone.
I don't think the girls want to see that.
I know a lot of people, you know, have like these bulky cell phones.
So I don't. I just got a new cell phone today.
You can grab your laptop and do some bicep curls. Really? So that's why
put my laptop down now.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? This is my challenge to all the listeners out there. Tweet me, Stan Kankles and Ben D. Barker, and let me know what's the craziest thing you're curling.
What are you curling?
What are you curling?
What am I going to be curling?
I love it.
You know what? I'm going to be curling some laptop. You know what? I'm going to be curling
some
iPads. Don't
touch my laptop.
I'm going to be curling some iPads.
I like that.
That weighs literally like 0.5 ounces.
That's
hey,
right.
Something.
Hey, let me tell you
I'm
right now.
I'm going to curl chairs.
Chairs?
Like massive chairs.
You know what? I cannot wait to see
I'll
that.
I bet you I can curl more items than you.
A curl-off has been declared.
Wow, a curl-off.
We'll keep you posted on social media how the curl-off goes in the fan cave. And as you can tell, we spend a majority of our time here watching baseball, so we keep ourselves occupied.
For sure.
With curl-offs.
Yes.
Stan Jones, snacking with Stan.
You guys.
Always a pleasure.
Always
great
a pleasure
to have you.
Absolutely.
Be prepared next week because I want prices for these food items.
I got you. I'm going to look up prices. I'm going to look up taste.
Oh, time's out, Stan.
I'm going to tell you about the jalapeno meter. We're going to bring that back next week. Get ready.
Scale,
it's getting
Stan,
crazy now.
You.
Jalapeno scale. That can only mean one thing. Commercial break time. We'll be back here on Fan Cave Radio. Hey, Stimpy, where can I vote for the All-Star game?
Well, Rick, all you got to do is go online to MLB.com and click vote. Then you can choose your favorite players from around the league to be represented in the All-Star game this year.
So if I wanted Yasiel Puig to be in the Home Run Derby, all I have to do is go to MLB.com and click vote?
Yep, that's right.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Good.
When can I get a tour of the MLB Fan Cave that's at the corner of 4th and Broadway?
Come on down to the MLB Fan Cave on Fridays between 3 and 5 p.m. and you can get a free tour from all the dwellers themselves. They'll show you around the cave and talk to you about, well, what else? Baseball.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
Fan Cave Radio.
We're going to return right now from commercial break.
Right now.
Did I hit that note pretty well? Ben, we're back here on Fan Cave Radio, and I nailed those high notes, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did, Ben.
During those commercial breaks. People might not know, but that's just me and Ben.
Yeah.
I think the secret's out.
Well, I know. I guess it is. We use other names, but it is just us.
Yeah,
we're just voice actors.
Well, I'm very multi-talented, and who else is talented is Angela Lauren, the Giants dweller of the MLB Fan Cave.
Lauren.
She joins us now
debuting.
For the first time.
Now, let me tell you something. Angela's a very interesting person. And she's come a long way because when she was in middle school, kids used to call her Boring Lauren.
Oh,
boring.
I need to start calling her that.
That's actually very clever, Benjamin.
So no one actually called you Boring Lauren?
I was always just Yanez. I never went by Angela. I was always taught.
Well, then let's get down to the main reason of Lauren versus Yanez.
My nickname turned into Angela Lauren and then
stuck with it.
Kind of sounds very Southern.
So you can vote whether you think she should be Angela Lauren or Angela Yanez.
Angela Lauren won on Twitter. I'd rather be Angela Yanez too.
Well, it's
because
Yanez.
So is there another X? It's not Yanez? Well, it's really nothing because it's just Angela Lauren at this point.
True,
so it's just a word that's not in the dictionary. This is Shenanigans right here, and we need to get to Social Shenanigans, the new segment of Angela's part of the show. Angela, hit us with your Social Shenanigans for this week.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me. Social Shenanigans. Say that like 5 times.
I'm not going to do that.
Social Shenanigans.
We are on the clock here. There's no way I could possibly say that 5 times.
Well, of course, there's a lot of things trending on social media. And first thing to talk about is all the celebrities. All the celebrities that came out this past weekend to come to baseball games and a lot of charity events. So first one we got is the Big Slick Celebrity Classic Wiffle Ball Game.
Oh, wow. Say that 10 times fast.
That's the title. So it was
the Social Shenanigan Big Slick Celebrity Classic Wiffle Ball Game. Starring Angela Yanez 5 at this point. Who knows?
Tongue twister shenanigans. So Kansas City Royals, they had some local natives that were celebrities. You got Paul Rudd.
Eric Stone Street.
I know Jason Sudeikis. Yeah, so you got some of these guys coming out for charity, which is awesome. They played a little wiffle ball game.
Like a blast.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty funny footage because they're funny guys. They're all comedians.
Right.
And you have all the proceeds for the fundraiser going to Child's Mercy Hospital, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Kids were out there getting signatures from all the celebrities.
Sounds like
really
a great
cute
time.
And
what else we got?
Well, something pretty funny about that, you have Rob Riggle. Do you guys remember him?
Rob Riggle.
Is that how you say it? Riggle?
Yeah.
It's
like Yanez.
Exactly. Well, he just mentioned today that he's going to be part of the Celebrity All-Star game.
Yanez is going to be in the Celebrity All-Star game?
Rob Riggle. Joining Fat Joe, Melanie Iglesias, Sway, and Chris
The host of Off the Bat. Shout out to Off the Bat. Nicely done, Ben.
Yeah, so if he wants to take my last name, I'll find him in the All-Star game.
Very cool.
So he's going to be there, so I thought that was a cool connection, and it was trending, you know, getting celebrities out to play baseball and support the youth.
Very cool. Awesome. I actually just saw another video, speaking of celebrities playing baseball, is actually Dirk Nowitzki was taking some batting practice.
Exactly. That is on the Fancave blog. Check that out.
Yeah, they also, the next day, had Heroes Foundation, so it was theirs in Dallas. There was a fundraiser for celebrities that were out there. It was mostly a lot of Dallas Mavericks players helping out, so... Celebrities doing fundraising with baseball. Boom.
Cool.
So that was
social
shenanigan one. Another celebrity that made an appearance, Boys to Men.
Oh, wow.
Boys
to Men brought the
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, they were at Marlins Park. They were out there throwing the first pitch. And then
how did it go for them? Not like 50 Cent?
If you guys want to Google, go find the video. They threw three strikes at once. It was pretty impressive.
I didn't even know there was three boys.
Well, there was four Boys to Men.
Oh, my gosh. And what happened to one of them?
Passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so set the mood up. Bring the mood back up.
Looks like the show is taking a darker side. But three boys threw perfect strikes.
That's very true. And it kind of made me think, what Boys to Men song, because they serenaded the crowd at the end.
I can't name one song.
Really? What? Because if you would walk up to a Boys to Men song, what would you walk up to?
I don't know any songs.
What about you,
Ben is currently using the Google.
No, I'm not.
I'll Make Love to You. Is
okay,
that
okay, so their songs are pretty romantic.
End of the Road?
End of the Road is what I would come out to.
I've never heard that song
before. If a pitcher hears it, like, listen, it's the ninth inning, we're down a couple runs, runners on base, this is it, dude, this is the end of the road, I'm about to hit a bomb out of here.
I like what you did there, but have you heard the song?
No.
So you have no idea what you're getting
Come
yourself
on, you guys,
into.
Like Boys to Men, Boys to Men.
Yeah.
East Coast Way. No?
No.
That's a first ever on the Fan Cave Radio episode 4, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. That's what I would come up with.
That's awesome. We got to hit our commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio. Angela Lauren with the Social Shenanigans. I love this new segment.
It's great.
It's great.
Thanks,
it's great.
Guys.
Good to have you on the show. Off the Bat from the MLB Fan Cave is live and ready every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Players will show off who they really are behind the scene. And this week, we've got none other than Brandon Moss of the Oakland A's. So make sure to watch it 11 p.m. Tuesday nights.
Come on by the MLB Fan Cave on Fridays between 3 and 5 p.m. You can get a personal public tour from the Dwellers themselves. Guess what? You don't even need to bring your wallet. These tours are completely free.
Back here on Fan Cave Radio, alongside me is Keith McPherson and Ben D. Barker. It's time for those out-of-here moments, things that we caught on the Fan Cave blog, things that we see because we watch every single at-bat of every single game, and we're able to catch some crazy stuff. And one thing that stood out to me more than anything else is Mike Trout is the first baseball player to get his own Nike shoe since, do you guys know the answer to this?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr., that is correct. And he deserves one.
Of course he does.
So Nike has come out with, Keith, what's it called exactly?
The Nike Lunar Vapor Trout.
The Nike Lunar Vapor Trout.
That just sounds
cool. I wish I could rock some of those at All-Star.
Yeah,
are they cleats? They're baseball cleats?
Yeah,
they're pretty sick.
Oh, my God. Those are awesome.
They're probably going to come out with the sneaker as well.
They're very, very cool. Ben, would you get a pair?
Absolutely, I would. You know, I'm not big into the shoe game.
I know. I see you got the Rochets, though. I also have the Rochets on.
Yeah.
Actually, all three of us are wearing Rochets from
Nike. It's a Roche day.
It's a Roche podcast here in the studio. I like them. They're comfy.
Oh, they're nice.
I can walk around the city
in them. They're very nice. And I love that you can just throw them right in the washing machine.
Really?
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that.
So Serena said because of the material, you can just throw them right. What I would suggest.
Have you tried that already?
I have, yeah.
I haven't done that.
What I would suggest is that you take your laces out before you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, just let them put it in there. Do low water. I would say wash them on cold so that the dye doesn't.
So everyone listening, to wash your sneakers on cold water for your Roche game.
Yep,
crazy.
That's right.
Another thing that stuck out to me was Jason Verrett, cornerback for the San Diego Chargers, recently drafted out of TCU, threw out the first pitch at Petco Park, and it was, Ben, you're still looking at your shoe, but it was absolutely horrible. Not as bad as 50 Cent, but still pretty bad. Keith, give us a breakdown of what went down there.
I mean, first off, I want to say that these Division I football players are great athletes, but baseball is such a niche sport.
Yeah.
We saw that today with you at the park.
There you go.
Keith is a Division I baseball player.
No, I'm definitely no
Division
I baseball.
Division
I
football.
I played Division I football, but the baseball field is
throws the
not
glove
the
on,
same.
And it's definitely not the same. It's
I was
tough.
Wearing Angela's glove. Could barely get
Angela
my hand.
Lauren or the other Angela.
Toss if she didn't. She didn't clarify. At the time.
What was written on the tag inside the glove? That's where you need to look.
You never know. The Keith on the baseball diamond. That was great. But Jason Brady throws out this first pitch at Petco, and it was a struggle. He bounced it straight into the ground.
You know what, it looked like he was envisioning like running back an interception for a touchdown and then spiking the football.
I don't know what he was envisioning.
I think that's what it was, because he drilled that thing right into the ground.
I could throw a baseball, but...
No, that was not even throwing what Jason Verrett did. That was like he was trying to have the catcher feel the ground ball.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And the last thing for me is Josh Kolmenter. He did a video for Paul Goldschmidt. This is awesome. They're probably great friends on the team. Goldschmidt is currently leading the vote for the NL first baseman, deservingly so. He did a campaign-style video for Goldie. Do you guys see Goldie being the best first baseman in baseball 3 years from now?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, that is really tough.
Yeah, he might not be in the same location.
He might not be in the same location, but Miggy will be 3 years older.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he's right up there. I think that he's one of the more underrated players in the league. People don't really appreciate what he does.
He had a ridiculous year last year.
Yeah, he did. And but in terms of campaign videos, the one that I want to start is for his new nickname, what it should be. Dan...
Oh, Gold Chemist.
The Gold Chemist. Autocorrect. Gold Chemist. So we were playing Home Run Derby for a while where we would all type in the players that we would think would hit a home run that day.
Gold Chemist.
Every time Dan tried to write in Goldschmidt, it would autocorrect to the Gold Chemist, which is just, I mean, the coolest nickname that
you
could have.
Ben is going to tell him at All-Star that that happened.
Paul Goldschmidt at the All-Star game, I will 100% tell him about his new nickname.
And you know what I'd say if I was Paul Goldschmidt? Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
And
cool. And
think about all the cool videos they could do. They could put Paul Goldschmidt in a lab coat and have him on the video board doing chemistry stuff.
Video idea one. Yeah. Now, what's your next video idea? All the cool videos.
Have Bill Nye the Science Guy come to the park and do a thing.
Use that to stir a huge pizza.
That's a good one.
It's endless. The Gold.
I would say a lot of money to see the Gold Chemist Goldschmidt.
Let's get this trending. Start hashtagging anything that has to do with the Goldschmidt. Hashtag Gold Chemist. We're going to get this nickname to Paul Goldschmidt.
Gold Petri
dish. If it's the last thing I do, the Gold Chemist.
It might be the last thing you do because it's not going to happen. We got to take a break here on Fan Cave Radio. That was Out of Here Moments. Last but not least, we got the wrap up in Cave Crashers, your traffic and weather in New York City. Thanks for listening so far, but we'll be right back. The TV show that's sweeping the nation by storm is none other than Off the Bat, MTV2, 11 p.m.
Don't miss it. We've got the latest from the players around the league, the best players from around the league. If you're a fan of baseball, you're a fan of Off the Bat.
The All-Star Game in Minnesota is fastly approaching, and the only place to vote for your favorite players is MTV.com. So head on over and click vote. Fan Cave Radio is back and ready.
Fan Cave Radio is
back and ready.
Fan Cave Radio is back.
Back from commercial break here on Fan Cave Radio, and Ben, I can really use a traffic and weather update for what's going on around the cave, couldn't you?
I've got just the guy for you, Dan.
Who do
Mike
you got?
Mike Bowling, right here.
Mike
in
Bowling.
In studio.
In studio, Cave Crashes. Hit us with it.
What's up, guys? Yeah, so this week the Mets are in town, and they're playing against the Oakland A's, two-game set. It's going to be pretty nice, I assume. Got 81 degrees on Tuesday and sunny. You know, always with every week we have some rain, so there may be some rain on Wednesday, but, you know, still 82, so we might miss it. I mean, may not be a big deal. Bring your light jackets just in case. So.
Nice.
In terms of traffic, you know, last week we had...
Foot traffic,
yeah, it was awesome. Big Black from the show Robin Big, which originally made him famous, was just standing right across the street. So we ran out on the corner of 4th and Broadway and, you know, told him about what the Fan Cave was about, and he came in, gave him a little tour.
Oh, he loved it.
He was shocked with the space, man. He said he's a longtime Cubs fan, so that was really cool for me. I got to take a picture with him, and he took a picture with the group. He was a really awesome guy.
No, I didn't even know who he was until he came by, but he definitely... He's got my vote to watch the show. He was a cool guy. I'll definitely give him
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Fantasy Factory is in the midst of shooting their seventh season now.
Seventh
and final season.
I must be living under a rock. Ben, have you been watching Fantasy Factory?
Yeah, of course. Fantasy Factory, yeah. Robin Big used to watch that as well.
Yeah, man. They're pretty fun. So, I mean, check that out
when
if you haven't
seen that.
When
baseball is over the season, I will catch up on the first six seasons. Mike, thanks for stopping by for the traffic
thanks
and weather
for
report.
Me, man.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
When you need to vote for your favorite player for the All-Star game, you need to go to MLB.com, the one place where you can vote for players like Yasiel Puig, Giancarlo Stanton, and Mike Trout. If you want to see them in the Home Run Derby, if you want to see them take the field, no other place to do it.
MLB.com.
Ben Barker is locked and loaded for the wrap-up. It's about that time. We're back from commercial break. Ben, hit us with a wrap-up.
Here we go.
Look up, another week is way back and gone. We saw Kershaw take another giant step toward the hall. Not one ball that he threw, we're falling for a hit, giving the Rockies a fit. He threw a no-no like Beckett. Meanwhile, the fans around the league continue to vote, and Boston fans are continually amazed by Holt. He'll play third, he'll play first, he'll play the outfield too. You gotta ride him in to get him in, it's up to you. Detroit's hot start started to sputter out, but a four-game winning streak ended the doubt. Still, the momentary lapse provided the opportunity for the Royals to make a run. Look out for Kansas City.